Today's portion, the fourth portion of Truma, describes the krashim, the beams that served as a structure of the Mishkan, the sanctuary in the desert. The krashim were held up by adanim, silver sockets that lay across the ground. The Mishkan was built with donated materials. People donated differently according to their capacity and their generosity, except for the sockets, where everybody donated equally, one half silver shekel per head. Why the difference? The Rebbe explains. It says, "Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti betocham." They shall make for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell among them. It doesn't say within it, but among them, teaching us that every single one of us can make a sanctuary for the divine in our lives. The first thing we do upon awakening is with humility. We gratefully acknowledge God's gift of life. This serves as the foundation for the divine structure that we build with our good deeds throughout the day. When it comes to the structure itself, there are differences among us. But in the humble acknowledgement that lays the groundwork for bringing divinity into our lives, we are all the same.